This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says a multi-state deal with eight makers of opioid pills means more funding coming to Colorado. The companies helped contribute to the U.S. opioid crisis. In total, Colorado could get more than $12 million from the $720 million deal. The threat of natural disasters like wildfires and floods weigh heavily on those who run summer camps in Colorado, particularly now after the fatal flood at Camp Mystic in Texas. Jeff Cheely is the director of Cheely Colorado Camps in Estes Park. He says camps like Cheely are licensed child care providers and have strict emergency procedures in place.
Within 24 hours of all the campers being here, we'll do a fire drill. For us, that's a repeating sound, so the bell ringing over and over and over again, and so they will all collect in a certain area.
Jeff Cheely says camp workers also play out potential disaster scenarios and use multiple technologies to communicate a potential threat. The people who brought you the Leaf Brief, a tool to find the best fall colors in the high country, now have a new tracker available for summer.
The town of Breckenridge has just introduced Wildflower Watch. It's a tool to give you the inside scoop on Summit County's wildflowers as they change and bloom over the summer. Ella Gardner is a naturalist with the town's Open Space and Trails Division. She says right now the Blue River Trail is the place to be.
We have a super bloom of mule's ears blooming.
Mule ears are those yellow flowers that look like a combo of a daisy and a sunflower. You can find this tool by downloading the Be Like Breckenridge app onto your phone. Haley May, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies have drafted the son of a familiar face. Ethan Holliday was selected by the baseball team in Sunday's Major League Baseball draft. His father, Matt Holliday, played for the Rockies for two stints starting in 2004. This is CPR News in KRCC.